From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. As the U.S. comes back to work, where are people working? And employees trust themselves, but not their colleagues, nor tech. This is the business of tech. It's the first day back to work in the U.S. after a long holiday weekend, so appropriate to talk about everything we see in the landscape. The Washington Post examined over the weekend design changes happening in the suburbs. Developers are now designing new spaces for work-from-home employees, with examples like outdoor setups, with tables, power, and Wi-Fi. The core idea? Offer alternative workspaces closer to those at home. Axios 2 with the redesign of the workplace. Will it look like a Starbucks? Twilio and PagerDuty are profiled as they redesign office space. Insider looked the flood of remote workers into small cities and towns in the U.S. and the struggle to keep up. These Zoom towns might respond to short-term struggles in housing, which are solved by building new houses. That may not be as easy as you might think, and the piece digs into the why. With some reporting here, Axios noted a working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Remote work drove the home price surge and may be responsible for more than half of the surge in pricing. Remote work led to about 15 percentage points of the 24% average increase in house prices between December 2019 and November 2021. And not just remote work, but possibly age-related too. In the annual Axios Harris 100 poll, 77% of those whose job can be done remotely value their employer allowing that when they want to. And it skews by age. 84% of millennials say it's important, 66% of Gen Z, 75% of Gen X, and 68% of boomers. The current situation matters too. 93% of those remote and 89% of hybrid workers say it's important, versus 57% of those back in the office. Why do we care? So, disruption in housing, city planning, where workers are, and in what they want. Well, sounds about right. These broad pieces highlight the issues, and where I think this is practical and useful is your local interpretation for you and your customers, if you're rural versus serving a suburb or a city center, or all three. That's also true of your interpretation of the data around age. What is your staff makeup? What are the demands of each? I intentionally presented the data to be broken down and applied to your specific circumstance. It's where I believe the value is. Notable to me, millennials are often thought of as young. That's all perspective. Many are in the early kid years, so the interest in working from home makes some sense to offset childcare. Remember that detail. As employers, consider that most of the factors to consider are likely below your visibility line. A new Morning Consult poll asked about monitoring employees. Roughly half of tech workers who are not monitored at work would resign rather than be subjected to facial recognition or have their employer record audio or video of them. The survey also found that more than half of tech workers would not take a new job in their field if the company used a surveillance technique. Let's pair that with another piece of research. Cisco looked at the views of remote workers on their reliability. And while employees say they can be relied upon, they don't feel the same about their coworkers. 75% of respondents said their manager trusted them to be productive while working remotely. Yet a lower proportion at 61% felt their colleagues could be trusted to do the same. Workers also felt that bosses were more likely to micromanage when working remotely or in hybrid arrangements, with 73% of respondents reporting those micromanaging behaviors had increased. All this in a landscape of slowing hiring. Protocol noted 61 tech companies with layoffs in May, with about 16,000 employees laid off. Note that tech is considered contrasting to other industries, with U.S. employers generally adding more jobs than expected. Why do we care? Employees believe they can be trusted, but naturally distrust others, and they don't want their bosses using tech to watch them. This is why culture will be so critical now, and those that are bad at it want everyone back in the office. Managers can't use the tech to monitor employees, and instead will have to do the hard work of building trust in teams. And they'll have to do it without everyone being next to one another. If you're not investing significant time in this problem, you should be worried. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSPradio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. It is National Save Your Hearing Day, so make sure your volume on this podcast is not too loud, and then you can celebrate National Smile Day, both today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.